Okay, hello. Hi, everybody. How are we all doing today?
Good.
How was your homecoming, Mackenzie?
Oh my God, so good. I went home.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
Mine was...
How was yours?
So boring. I stayed in all day.
And I just really like hung out around like Laurier.
Yeah. I went to like Lizzie's. And
chilling with dogs and things like that.
You know, chilling with dogs is 12 to 1 p.m. in the Martin Luther King building. And you should definitely go because it's a good source of stress relief.
Yeah. Who doesn't love dogs?
Hashtag Laurier events. Hashtag non-spawns. Anyways. Today we're going to be doing some throwbacks because we realized we haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a lot of like recent stuff we've been doing.
So and a lot of like rap music.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of rap music, and that's good. That's great.
Yeah, of course.
But we just want to switch it up.
Yeah, keep it interesting.
So we're going to be playing all sorts of throwbacks from all sorts of genres. And then we're going to talk about HoCo.
Yeah.
And the big events.
I didn't say it.
What?
Welcome back to the weekend. Your hump day getaway.
There it is, everybody.
There it is. Don't
want. Welcome back. Alrighty. Well, should we start with some music then?
What are you going to play?
Should we just finish with the Elton John?
Yeah.
I mean, we were already right into it, so let's just get right back into it.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. Well, we'll be back in a little bit. Enjoy the throwbacks. Turning back, she just laughs. We're back again. That was bad, but we're back.
It's all good.
And we're going to talk about HoCo.
So fun. Glad I made it.
Yes, Mackenzie was there for all the festivities.
Yeah, I had such a good time.
Me as
Glad
well.
To hear about it. Get into it. Like, okay, when did you like get up and start the festivities?
Last year in Res, HoCo was not that good. To all the first years listening, which is probably not many, I feel bad for you. Next year will be better. Have hope. Because last year I got up in the morning and I was like, like I can't drink. And I was like, no, which is fine. And then I was just kind of walking around Ezra with everybody. And it was just kind of, I don't know. I didn't really get it as much. It was still fun, but I was just kind of like, I'll wait for St. Patrick's Day. Like everyone just kept being like, it'll be better.
Definitely.
But this year we like have our own place. So we decided to have a pre, which was really good. So we all got up 7 and we made a breakfast and had like mimosas and stuff.
Cute.
And then we made like a wall decal out of solo cups that were purple and yellow. It said HoCo.
Oh, nice.
So like people could take pics. And then we had like a pretty big party. It worked out pretty good. Oh. And then we kicked everyone out and we went to Ezra too. So the party started at 11 maybe. Not too long, but good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We were just on Ezra. All those videos of that little mosh pit thing going on. I was in that. I like have a bunch of them on my phone. I'll show you them. It was really crazy. It was actually like kind of scary though. My friends really wanted to go in. So I was like, okay, okay, let's go. Let's go. Like whatever. Like I was totally down because it looked really fun. And then we got into like the middle of it, but not on the raised part, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know if you've seen the videos of it.
Was it in like a backyard?
No, no. It was the one that was like up against the side of a building. And it was like, a bunch of people like dancing.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I'll pull it up while I talk and you can watch it. Homecoming. I accidentally just took a pic of myself.
Homecoming's like kind of weird to me because like when you see videos of homecoming, it's like all the alumni coming back with their families and like going to a football game and eating breakfast. And then it's just a bunch of drunk college kids. Oh, yeah. DJ Sab showing me the video. Yeah, that's where like it gets so muddy there on St. Patrick's Day and everybody's just like sliding down that hill.
It like wasn't so funny. Muddy somehow. Look how
that's so awesome.
It got crazy. Anyway, so there's a bunch of videos of it on CPL. You can find it on their story or whatnot. But yeah, so we were in there and like this a bunch of people started getting the idea to crowd surf and like they were falling to the ground and then getting like stepped on. It was brutal to watch. I couldn't look down. I would be like, oh my God. And then this one guy did it and it came like right for me and my friend and we were both like filming him. So we just moved out of the way.
Oh,
and, like,
I saw that. Fully and, like, just he fell right by your feet.
Yeah, he like flopped on the ground. It was so bad. And then this guy started punching someone like right beside us and it was really scary. I like grabbed my friends. I was like, we're leaving. Like, no. Because he was like just not even looking where he was punching. He was just like, this huge guy punching. Yeah, and like at one point one of the people on the more raised part threw a glass and it broke in the air. Little shards came down and hit all of our legs and I literally was like grabbed them and I was like, if I start bleeding, like we have to get out because like I feel like all of that just cut me. Like I knew it was all glass. It was just like, really a situation that was kind of like if you're gonna put yourself in it, it's a little scary. Like I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, overall it was really good.
Okay.
And I would say be careful, kids. Don't join the mosh pits if you're not expecting to get hurt. If you're
exactly. Would you say you're more homecoming or St. Patrick's Day?
Well, in first year, I was more St. Patrick's Patrick's Day, but I'm not sure yet.
Homecoming seems like a little more chill, a little more.
It does. Tame. You know, I walked by someone's apartment today on Ezra, and they already had a St. Patrick's Day banner hanging in their window. I know. I was like, of course. I don't know. I'll have to see when we get there. That'll be a try.
Definitely.
Second year St. Patrick's Day. And
I totally forget you're in second year.
I know. What year do you think I'm in?
I don't know. I just.
Just not second year.
Yeah, just not second year. I don't know why it took me a second for that to register.
Well, everyone, you've got 4 more years of the same try every day of the year. Got third year HoCo and St. Patrick's Day and fourth year HoCo and St. Patrick's Day. So get ready for that series to continue every year.
I'll just be like graduated, like calling in.
So Savannah, how was it? Well.
I'm just there at 22. Or something.
just calculating how many years that would be. God. I have a question. Okay.
Did you hear that?
No. Sorry, there was a there's a very interesting noise in the headphones.
Are you hearing that? It's just, can you hear it through mine?
There's like, can you guys hear it?
Oh, wow.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like fuzzy.
All right. Well, guys, I have a question, and it is, what do we feel about the little controversy with the banner?
Oh, on Regina.
Now, this is tricky because, unfortunately, individuals got a 12-year-old child involved.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to seem like I'm saying anything negative about that kid because let's just, like, realistically.
State what it was and then get into it.
Okay, you go ahead.
So, like, if you guys saw it, was on CPL, but it was on CTV News. Mm-hmm. They had a 12-year-old girl was kind of outraged by what she saw on this house's place in Regina.
Mm-hmm. Should we quote it?
This bed sheet said.
Should I quote it?
Yes, go for it.
You've been.
Okay. She called you daddy for 18 years.
No.
Now it's our turn.
Yeah.
Just like spray painted on a bed sheet pinned outside their house on Regina. And I guess this 12-year-old was walking by or driving by, you know, with her mom or something. I have no idea. And she was, outraged by the sign. And so they got the news involved and they actually went to these people's house to like talk about it. And they were like, there's way bigger issues happening. Like, I can't believe how, you know, blown out of proportion this was. And I totally get what they're saying because it's a sign. And they were like, there's like actual assaults happening. And
there's like a few things wrong with that situation.
I know.
It's not only just the attention that it's getting and the stupidity behind that, because realistically it was a $5 project that is gonna get thrown out and was just meant for pictures.
It was a joke.
And it's just, it's paint on a sheet. Like, it doesn't,
and it's not like, I'm sorry, it's not original. We've seen that, you know what I mean? Like, it's, and it's been done way worse at other places.
It happens every year.
Exactly,
probably at the same house on the same street.
Yeah.
And not only that, but unfortunately there was much worse signs all throughout Waterloo and other areas as well that said much more vulgar things. Not to say that that outweighs anything, but it's absolutely. Just if we're gonna give something that much attention, could it at least be the worst version of that? Like,
yeah,
it's not exactly. That's not even like a step, you know. Definitely. I'm trying to shine light on it, but it's just also to the people that decided to put her in that position.
Yeah, like,
so many people are like, I see she gets posted on like fifth year and CPL, and so many people are just commenting about her and being just saying things, and it's like, well, if you're in eighth grade, are you just gonna come up with that?
Yeah, are you like,
would you really be like, I'm outraged,
that sign, and like, I was so outraged.
I
yeah,
feel like
yeah.
I'd just go tell my parents about it, and then they would.
I'd look at it and be like, are they doing their laundry outside today? Like,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
like I don't even like, think I would fathom something like what that the said sign this, said,
and then my parents would be like, oh,
yeah, you live university town. Yeah.
I don't know, it's just
our
comment on it is we are not for it, and we're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah,
we are not pro remove bed sheets.
Yeah,
we don't care about the bed sheets. Yeah, save the spray painted bed sheets.
They're never gonna be able to use
that
again.
Here for Frosh Week in the States and Homecoming in Canada, and thank you and good night. Now peace, love, and bed sheets and spray paint. And now I guess we'll play some more throwbacks before we get into our try, which is quite the roller coaster, may I let you know. And to all of you who are coming from my lovely Instagram polls, I would just like to say I'm gonna start doing a PG poll of the week.
Oh my gosh, yeah, PG poll of the week, please.
If I can.
Wait,
even
if
I
won this week?
I might. I'm gonna check if there's a PG one.
You've written
here
to DJ Sav regarding our tries of the week. PG, come on.
PG poll of the week, people. It's bowling with the bowling emoji. Thank you.
I've done bowling before.
At your service. You. There's your shout out, honey. Thanks for your clean. Out of, you know, our total of five
Oh, wow.
Five whole suggestions. Five not wholesome suggestions, no. May I say, except for one, which is bowling emoji. Thank you. I really appreciate that because the other ones are just rude. People, stop that. Anyways, there you go.
Let's get back into
that's our new little segment, but we're still going to do a try today. Anyways, we're going to do some throwbacks now. Okay.
Bye. And we're back.
Back again to talk about a whirlwind of a try. So basically we had some other stuff lined up for our try this week and then we encountered bowling. Bowling emoji. Don't get it wrong. It's very important to have it in that order.
I will remember.
Thank you. Instead, we came across some cookies.
Yeah.
And
what was so interesting about these cookies?
Well, they looked like mouths.
Yeah, they were like Halloween themed. They were Halloween themed. So the cookie was cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then jam explain and like marshmallows mm-hmm. were placed in between. And then two little like, what was it like? Peanuts
weird or something? Nuts, yeah. That was the most uncomfortable part. Yeah, if you're going to make this snack, just don't do that part.
Because the peanuts were supposed to look like the like fangs of like vampire teeth and like the blood was coming but out. And
all the textures with it.
Yeah, textures were weird.
The peanuts looked like too real as teeth kind of to me. Yeah, I just was like,
I was like, I'm not really allergic, bye.
But anyways, we decided we would try it and then talk about it because maybe it's a fun snack that you could use at your parties for Halloween.
Yeah, very true. It's a Pinterest DIY.
Mm-hmm.
Get it on your board.
What would you say about that snack?
I really enjoyed the cookie aspect. Big fan of that. Mm-hmm. But the marshmallows was like a very weird texture I was mm-hmm. not expecting. So, you know, when you kind of hits you, you're like, what?
You know, I feel like it would be good with maybe a different jam.
Okay. Maybe like a chocolate or like a caramel
like
sauce?
Yeah, but the thing, I mean, the only thing with, yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say that. I feel like it's just like you'd have to use like a straw or a raspberry.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, I don't know. You'd have to play with your flavor.
Yeah.
You could even maybe like make still a chocolate, but just somehow red. I don't know. Like a white chocolate dye. I don't know what you'd want to do. But the jam, I feel like the cookie and the marshmallow could work. I feel like the jam for me was weird. It's interesting with the cookie. But with the marshmallow, it's just not. I don't know if it's working for me.
No,
but anyways, we just wanted to give you that little idea and tell you it can be good.
Yeah, I always wanted to do little party snacks mm-hmm. that are super festive. And you would always see zombie fingers mm-hmm. or something and eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Halloween themed party once.
I've never been to one.
But it was like for children. It was Bob for Apples.
I've always dreamed of going to that movie Halloween party where everything is, all the food looks very realistic, gory things, and everyone is really eating it. And I'm always like,
that would be so awesome.
I know. Other question is, and I'm not going to make a poll of this, but I just want to know, when are we doing Halloween? Because last year was on a Tuesday, so everyone leaned towards the weekend before, but this year it's on a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday.
Right.
We have to be here.
So guys, we're going to be pre-recording our show for that week. So busy. I just want to let you know, I'm going to be coming to the studio fully in costume if I have to be here.
I'll do it, yeah. Hand out some candy from this window mm-hmm. right here.
Don't forget to show up on October 31st for our Halloween banger show.
Yeah.
We will be giving out candy through the window.
We just play like a Halloween soundtrack of scary stuff that you just put at your house and it's just that for a full hour.
We're going to be playing scary noises for an hour straight.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
It goes on Radio Laurie. It's just...
Yeah.
Just like
I would love that. Like, is everyone in the station okay?
Yes, we're fine. It's Halloween, obviously. Duh. Anyways, we wanted to just, you know, ask that first question. And second of all, I think we have somewhere we want you to be other than chilling with dogs.
A try we want you to try. Mm-hmm. So every Wednesday, Radio Laurier has a booth in the mm-hmm. Concourse.
So yes, you
thank
warrior.
You so much. Oh. Don't at me like that again. In the concourse from 1 to 4. So come visit. DJ Sav and I will be there from approximately 1 to 2. We have class after.
I'm gonna commit my life.
So we're super busy.
And skip chemistry every Wednesday that the booth is running, which
that's
is
dedication.
Excluding like 2 random Wednesdays. Yeah. I think it's October 10th, which is next week, which is reading week.
Oh yeah.
And then the 24th, which is something.
Do you get the full week, Monday to Friday?
We do.
We get Monday to Wednesday. Isn't that the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
Ew, that's like what Guelph does.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways. besides that, we will be there and we will be handing out stickers and buttons and condoms and not sweaters and shirts, but you can look at them. And we also will be giving out free CDs of a random variety. So come and check them out.
Exciting. And that's, you can, a free ask try us, for you guys.
Try a new CD.
Yeah.
Oh, what, see y'all ideas? Next week with the new CD. Oh my God. Yeah, our try of the week next week is going to be CDs picked CD out reviews? By us, picked yeah. out by you for us. Okay, sorry, we're scheming too much. Yeah. So we're giving away too many ideas here. Yeah. Anyways, that's all. So just come see come our booth, us. Please. Yep. Come one see
to
four. Our faces.
We'll be there around 1 to 2.
I wonder let if us know anyone you love listens our show. To this yeah, right. that doesn't know what we look like. But anyways, we're going to play maybe two more songs now.
And then we're heading out.
Yeah. Okay. DJ Mac has a nice essay to write. DJ Sav has an 8:30.
Ew.
Every day.
That's gross. Every day, man. I feel for you. I'm sorry.
I don't make it to half of them, but I have them every day.
And I am just like rushing around the house. It's ridiculous.
Well.
Thank you for joining us here.
We appreciate it.
At the weekend. Yes. Your hump day getaway.
Oh, throw it in a few more times there.
The hump day getaway.
Air fist pump. Anyways. We'll see you guys next week.
No, we won't. It's
just kidding, guys.
Just kidding. Don't listen.
We'll see you guys the week after next week.
We'll have some music playing if you'd like to tune in, I'm assuming, for the whole week.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we'll play, but there's your next try of the week. Try to listen to Radio Laurier every day at a random time to see what's playing.
What kind of playlist we got going on? We got set up.
And that's all.
That's everything.
Good night.
Have a lovely and safe reading week. Bye.
Goodbye.